All right. Good evening, everyone. So last night we began in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Sif Yud Beis the procedure for post Kiddush. So the Mechaber said that after one goes ahead and makes Kiddush, that's at that point in time that one washes their hands, the Tilas Yadayim, and subsequently makes the Hamotzi on the Lecha Mishnah, on the two loaves. So the Rama, however, records an interesting practice. Now, remember, the Mechaber says, lest you think that you could wash before Kiddush, you can't do that. Why? Because if you wash, make al netilas yadayim, then recite Kiddush with hagofen, mekadesh ha-shabbos, drink the wine, and then hamotzi, that represents a hefsek, that represents an interruption between the al netilas yadayim and the hamotzi. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, hagoh, v'yesh omrim delechatchila, yesh litol yadav kodem ha-kiddush, ulekadesh alayayim. So the Ramah says something very dramatic. The Ramah says that there are those who say that in fact, l'chatchila, one should wash prior to Kiddush. So in the Ramah's perfect model, one would wash first on the Tilas Yadayim, Kiddush, including the bracha of Hagafen, Mekadesh HaShabbos, drink the wine, and then immediately afterwards go ahead and make Hamotzi. And the Ramah bolsters his lashon. He says, V'chin minag pashit b'medino seilu. This is the simple custom in our countries. V'ein l'shanos. And the Ramah says, we should not go ahead and deviate from this. Rak b'leil Pesach. So the one exception to this will be Leil Pesach, will be the night of the Seder, where remember, again, there is a significant amount of time between the first cup, which is Kiddush, and of course, the Motzi Matzah, which is when we actually go ahead and consume the Matzah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, where does this come from? Why does the Ramah say, the L'chatchila we should wash first? So the Mishnah Berurah explains this very interestingly. He says, the Sfira Lady in a Kiddush Maker Hefsek. So number one, according to the Ramah, Kiddush is not called an interruption, it's not called a hefsek between the Tilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. His logic for that is the concept of a hefsek, of an interruption, is something that is extraneous to the matter at hand. Since, by definition, Kiddush and Hamotzi are all part of Seuda Shabbos, therefore the concept of Am Tilas Yadayim and then Kiddush, and then only afterwards Hamotzi, that Kiddush does not represent a hefsek. Much in the same way, this is a situation that plays itself on many Shabbos tables. You come to the table, there's hamotzi there, you're ready to make a look, and you realize there's not salt, right? Or there's not a knife. So what happens? Everybody starts playing charades, you know, you're this, or the this. So you don't have to do that, the Mishnah Berurah says. You could say melach, you could say sakin. He says it's preferable to use Lashon HaKodesh, but you could say salt, you could say knife. That's not called the hefsek, it's not called an interruption, because it's necessary for the matter at hand. Therefore, says the Ramah, since Kiddush is part of the Seuda, Hamotzi is part of the Seuda, therefore going ahead and washing before Kiddush, Kiddush does not represent the Hefsek. And then I must say something very interesting. And he says, since there are times that you will have to wash before Kiddush, when does everyone agree you have to wash before Kiddush? If you're making Kiddush on challah. Remember, we spoke about this concept that in the event that a person does not have wine, you make Kiddush on challah instead of saying Hagafi and Samotzi Lechem in Aretz. And in that case, everyone agrees that you wash before Kiddush. Therefore, says the Ramah, in order to create Kiddush uniformity, the Ramah feels Kiddush should always look the same. It shouldn't change depending on if you have wine or if you have challah. Therefore, again, in order to create Kiddush uniformity, the Ramah paskins, you always wash first on the Tilas Yadayim, then you recite Kiddush, even if it's a Hagafen, and then afterwards you go ahead and you make Hamotzi. Now we'll discuss tomorrow evening the Ramah. It's very interesting to see a statement like this by the Ramah that says that this is the minhag l'chatchila, ein l'shanos, and he says, remember, this is the minhag ha-pashut b'medinos elu. Now the truth is, you see this custom, but you really only see this among certain segments of German Jews. By some of the yekas, they do this, right? But again, it's certainly not, I was going to use the word normative, but that's not it's not appropriate, because yekas are normative also. But meaning, it's not, I wouldn't say it's the widespread custom amongst Ashkenazic Jewry. What is interesting to note is that the post can bring down that one time when historically this practice was used widely was Sukkos. Sukkos, because since again the notion of going out to the Sukkah for Kiddush, coming back in for the Tilas Yadayim, depending on where your Sukkah is, could create a bit of a hardship. So this Ramah was often used during Sukkos. My father tells me that again when he was growing up in New York, so they had a Sukkah, it was for the apartment building. They lived on whatever was the 7th, 8th floor. So they all used to wash beforehand. And again, so that's what you find. They wash before Kiddush, and then ultimately again they come Otzi. But again, we'll discuss tomorrow evening why is it that if the Rama says that this is such a minhag pashut, ein l'shanos, why don't we find this to be the commonly accepted practice amongst Ashkenazic Jews? And that's Hashem to be continued tomorrow evening. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Ratzon Shbarach Lezakov says, Yisrael Fichach, here about Lohem Tormes Hashanah, Marad Nechav Yitzman, Tzidko, Yagdo Tor Viadir. Amen.